A 56-year-old man from New York was charged today with making a huge bomb as part of a plot to blow himself up in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. Paula Reed fills us in on this.
FBI agents today continued searching a home just north of New York City, where yesterday they discovered a 200-pound bomb. Prosecutors say Paul Rosenfeld planned to detonate that bomb in Washington, D.C. on Election Day. He allegedly wanted to kill himself and draw attention to his political beliefs. Over the past 2 months, according to court papers, Rosenfeld allegedly sent letters and text messages to a Pennsylvania resident detailing his plan to detonate the bomb on the National Mall to draw attention to the sortition political theory that advocates the random selection of government officials. The Pennsylvania resident alerted the FBI and police pulled Rosenfeld over Tuesday. After waiving his Miranda rights, Rosenfeld admitted his plan. He told agents he ordered large quantities of black powder online, built small test explosives, and then used about 8 pounds to construct the 200-pound explosive device in a plywood box in his basement. He said he installed certain components in the device to ensure that he was killed in the blast. FBI technicians removed the bomb from his basement and transferred it to a safe location. At a Senate hearing this morning, FBI Director Christopher Wray said his agents are investigating about 1,000 homegrown terror threats in all 50 states.
Now, those cover the waterfront of the full range of extremist ideologies from right to left and everything in between.